708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Check back in with Dr. Bill, find out more about more thunderstorms for today or what those high temps will be. I mean, it was just, oh my gosh, it was hot Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Worked outside and felt every degree of it.
Really hot. And then if you step outside this morning, hot and sticky after those storms rolled through last night.
July. It's so July. 76 now at our studios, and we'll look at coronavirus numbers nationally and here at home as the spike has been really hitting southern states more than elsewhere, right? Southern and western states.
Yeah, Florida announced a new high number of new cases yesterday, and in the U.S. we now have nearly 3.3 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and over 127,000 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 61,000 cases were reported. We did have over 2 million tests reported over the weekend nationally. There were 728,000 tests reported yesterday after we set a new daily high on Friday with 823,000 tests reported. There were 476 deaths reported nationally yesterday after 854 on Friday and 757 on Saturday. There still haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June the 9th, so it's been over a month since we hit that number. We've also had over 40 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 52,908 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state, and 1,093 have died due to COVID-19. The Alabama Department of Public Health had a huge jump in the number of reported hospitalizations over the weekend. I think this might have been a lag in reporting. They're saying there have now been 6,745 hospitalizations since the pandemic began, which is about double the number they were reporting towards the end of last week. While the number of total hospitalizations went way up, the number of current hospitalizations dropped some over the weekend. There are now 1,068 currently hospitalized due to the disease in Alabama. 90 new hospitalizations reported over the weekend. And after setting a new high on Thursday with 2,164 new cases, Alabama added 1,300 new cases on Friday, 1,400 on Saturday, and 1,600 yesterday. That brings our 7-day average to a new high of 1,351 cases per day, while the 2-week average is also at a new high of 1,282 cases per day. There were 51 deaths reported over the weekend. The weekly average has now spiked up to 16 deaths per day, while we're averaging 14 deaths per day over the last 2 weeks. And added a new daily high of 23,846 test results on Friday. That was followed by nearly 10,000 on Saturday and 9,500 yesterday. We're averaging around 9,000 tests per day over the last week and 2 weeks. Over the last 7 days, 15.4% of those test results have been COVID positive. Remember, that number was right around 6 or 7% for quite a few weeks in Alabama, and 14.3% of the test results over the last 2 weeks have been positive. Also, according to the ADPH, there have been nearly 26,000 presumed recoveries from COVID-19 in Alabama. Looking at the local level, Mobile County added 486 new cases over the weekend and 3 new deaths. That brings the total to 4,904 positive cases with 140 deaths in Mobile County. Baldwin County added 163 new cases and 1 death over the weekend. That's the second death reported in Baldwin County since May 22nd. The total now stands at 1,277 cases for Baldwin with 11 deaths. Washington County has 148 cases with 8 that have died. Clark County, 317 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 260 cases with 3 deaths. Kanaka County, 231 cases with 8 deaths. Escambia County has had 8 people die due to COVID-19 with 488 cases. Choctaw County, 217 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 303 cases with 8 deaths. And looking at the 3 counties that have been hit hardest since the pandemic began, Jefferson County continues to see their numbers rise. They added 716 new cases over the weekend and 8 new deaths. That brings their total to 6,746 positive cases with 170 deaths. That's nearly 2,000 more cases than Mobile County and 30 more deaths, while Montgomery County added 208 new cases and 3 new deaths.
All right, Dalton, with the numbers, we appreciate that. Story from Paul Gaddis over at AL.com said the pressure is growing for Alabama to implement a statewide face covering law in an effort to slow the fast rising cases of novel coronavirus. The mayors of Alabama's 10 largest cities have told Governor Kay Ivey they support statewide requirement for masks to be worn in public. And Dr. Don Williamson, president of the Alabama Hospital Association, said last week that he shared the association's support for the state health officer, Dr. Scott Harris. He said, "We've been talking amongst ourselves." This is from Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle, one of the 10 Big Ten mayors. We've been talking amongst ourselves, and hopefully we'll get something, end quote. And when asked about a mandatory mask order for the state, Governor Ivey, remember back on June 30th, said, well, folks are not following the restrictions we've offered. She goes on to say that because of that, as of Friday, Governor Ivey spokeswoman, Gina Mayola, said she was not aware of formal requests from mayors regarding a statewide mask ordinance. Even though the Big Ten mayors are saying they've requested it from the governor, they're saying she's commented on it already and she has not heard from them. Goes on to say Governor Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris have made their message clear that Alabamians should wear a mask, practice social distancing, and exercise personal responsibility in all things we work to combat this virus. This virus should be taken seriously. The governor has prescribed our state measures. Now it's time for each region to do their part as well. In other words, the governor's not going to pass a statewide, is what it says in that to me, even though Louisiana over the weekend passed a statewide mandate on masks. So there's a pressure from the Big Ten mayors, but the governor doesn't seem to be moving on that. 7:15, FM Talk 106.5. Another part of this is Dr. Fauci has now been catching arrows here as coronavirus cases climb. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
The United States has yet to get the upper hand on COVID-19. More than 3.3 million Americans have been infected with the virus. Dr. Peter Hotez from the Baylor College of Medicine says the coronavirus still has its grip on the United States.
What we're looking at is what I think is going to be one of the most unstable times in the history of our country.
At least 33 states are seeing a rise in week-to-week new cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That includes the more than 15,000 infections reported in Florida on Saturday, a single-day record.
We're going to have to start moving regular beds into ICU beds, so we're clearly being strained at this point.
In the middle of this crisis, President Trump and some others in the White House are questioning Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the administration's coronavirus task force. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff of California.
Dr. Fauci is the most respected voice in the country on how we ought to be dealing with this pandemic. And to be trying to sideline him or diminish him or discredit him is just atrocious.
Fauci is among the health officials still stressing the importance of facial coverings, and Mr. Trump made his first public appearance with a mask Saturday during a visit to Walter Reed Medical Center.
I've never been against masks, but I do believe they have a time and a place.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
716 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, also, remember how the heat, a lot of people theorize that the heat and the humidity would kill off the virus. Remember that whole discussion?
That was the hope.
It's plenty hot, plenty humid, and it doesn't seem to be working. So let's take that one off our list of things that were. I wished it would be a benefit to have it be a heat index of 110, but doesn't look like that's affecting it.
Now, if everyone stayed outside all the time and Maybe. Everyone indoors, we might be seeing a different story. But, you know, when it's this hot, you got to get inside for some of that AC.
All right, 7:16 on the way in sports.
Well, the Washington Redskins will now be the Washington... we don't know yet what they'll be, but they will not be the Redskins. That's coming up in sports. Also, a Mobile baseball legend passed away over the weekend. I'll tell you more coming up in just a minute.
All right, and Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way, plus we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend than over Memorial Day. Despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And it was a big weekend for the young guys in NASCAR and on the PGA Tour. We start in NASCAR, where Cole Custer went from the third row to the lead in a green-white checker finish to win the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway.
Off the final turn, rookie Cole Custer wins Kentucky. Can you believe it?
Incredible.
Custer's the first rookie to win a Cup Series race in nearly 4 years, and it came in his 20th series start. For the final restart, Custer was positioned on the outside of the third row when the field took the green flag. The 22-year-old passed Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and Kevin Harvick on the last lap, coming out of turn two to get the lead. Custer also won at Kentucky last July in the Xfinity Series. Truex finished second yesterday, followed by Matt DiBenedetto, Kevin Harvick, and Kurt Busch. This Wednesday, NASCAR moves on to Bristol Motor Speedway for the annual All-Star Race. With between 20 and 30,000 fans expected at the raceway, Bristol's set to host the biggest sports crowd in the country since the pandemic halted all organized athletic events back in March. The Speedway has a capacity of more than 160,000. In golf, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa beat Justin Thomas in an exciting three-hole playoff to win the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village in Ohio on Sunday. Thomas began the day with a two-shot lead over Victor Hovland and a three-shot lead over Morikawa. Morikawa forced the playoff by making up those three shots with three to play. He had two pars and a birdie as Justin Thomas bogeyed two of his last three holes. On the first playoff hole, Thomas made a birdie with his longest putt of the season, a 50-footer with 10 feet of break. That put the pressure on Morikawa, who knocked in his make-or-lose putt from 25 feet. Thomas then just missed his chance to win on the second playoff hole when his putt from 9 feet burned the right edge of the cup. On the third playoff hole, Morikawa hit a perfect drive, knocked his approach to 10 feet, and two-putted for par as Thomas, who drove his tee shot behind a tree, made bogey. Morikawa and Thomas both finished their final rounds at 19 under par. Hovland finished alone in third, four shots behind the leaders. Up next, the tour stays at Murfield for the Memorial Tournament. All the stars will be out for this week's tourney, including Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, and Tiger Woods. Sports Business Daily reports that the NFL's Washington Redskins will officially announce later this morning that they'll be changing their nickname, although no new name will be revealed just yet. It had been widely expected that Washington would change its name. ESPN reports that an announcement of a new name will come soon. Last week, Adam Schefter reported that the franchise would not use any Native American imagery. Washington's logo of an American Indian chief had been designed by a Native American back in 1971. Another source told ESPN that the plan as of now is to retain the franchise's use of burgundy and gold colors. Head coach Ron Rivera has said that the team wanted to include the military in its new name as well. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves sent an email to season ticket holders on Sunday saying that the franchise will not be changing their nickname, but will take a further look at the future of the Tomahawk Chop. Speaking of the Braves, Mobile baseball legend Frank Bowling passed away in Mobile on Saturday at the age of 88 after a long battle with cancer. The former Major League All-Star spent 12 seasons in the big leagues with the Detroit Tigers and Milwaukee Braves and one season with the Braves after the franchise moved to Atlanta. Bowling graduated from McGill Institute and then Spring Hill College right here in Mobile before he signed with the Tigers in 1951. He joined the big league team in 1954 and was traded to Milwaukee in 1960. In over 1,500 MLB games, Bowling was a two-time All-Star and he won the AL's Gold Glove Award. He batted .254 with 106 career home runs. Bowling Brothers Boulevard is the street in Mobile that leads to Hank Aaron Stadium. It was named after Frank and his brother Milt Bowling back in 1997. Frank was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 1982 and the Mobile Sports Hall of Fame in 1990. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com. BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
My name is Dr. Lou Campagnosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
726 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We'll run through sample ballots again this hour. Plus, we're talking in depth next hour about it when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. All right, I want you all to say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. We've got a fresh week to work with, and you got a stack of inventory, I am sure.
Absolutely. We got a lot full of inventory. We got a great mix, as always, and we got great financing to back it up.
What about, you had some diesel trucks in there the other day. How long do those things last on the lot?
Not a whole long time. We do have some diesels. They go rapidly. We got some more on the way, so they're a hot commodity right now.
All right. People can also come talk financing with you. And how does that look? I mean, summertime lull, are the finance companies still getting with it?
Oh, they're very aggressive, extremely aggressive. You know, we got great leaders. We signed on with a new lender about 2 weeks ago, which has helped us cover just about everything possible.
All right. Let's have you give us directions to come check out the inventory and talk financing. Just come see you at LCM.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, 727. Oh, did you – the latest shortage story. Oh, I saw this, too.
What are we short on now?
Yeah, cans.
Cans?
Cans.
Like – canned food?
No, like beverage cans.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, according to KHOU out of Houston, says due to the pandemic, more people are suddenly buying canned beverages to enjoy at home. I've been buying canned beverages to enjoy at home a long time. It says here, Coke Life. What is Coke Life?
I don't know. Is that like a Facebook page?
It's like, this must be something out in Texas. Coke Life. Mellow Yellow, Sprite, Sprite Zero, Fresca, and more. Fresca, these are some of the products you may have had trouble locating in stores in recent weeks. You're not alone. When asked about the situation, Coca-Cola told one Twitter follower, "We are seeing greater demand for products consumed at home and taking measures to adapt, working to mitigate the challenge during this unprecedented time. We appreciate your loyalty to our beverages. Please know we're working hard to keep the products you love on store shelves." Not just Coke, by the way. Pepsi says they've been affected, too. Mm. Yeah, us, too. Us, too.
All right. Time to put a fountain in the house.
Man, remember when they were selling those things, the soda stream? I knew it would be something that would break, but I was tempted, man, to have a fountain in the house. Fountain drinks, like, anytime. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm in. All right, Dr. Bill is on the way, and news is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend and over Memorial Day, despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
On the same weekend that Walt Disney World reopened in Orlando, Florida reported its worst single day of new infections. CorresponsiNt Rosa Flores is in hardest-hit Miami-Dade.
Florida coronavirus cases surging. More than 15,000 cases announced on Sunday alone, marking the highest daily number of confirmed cases in the state ever. The test positivity rate in Florida has not dipped below 15% since June 25th.
35 states are now reporting their weekly averages for new cases are rising, and several states say their health care systems are at capacity. This morning, the president retweeted and then deleted a tweet from game show host Chuck Woolery accusing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of lying about the coronavirus. Actress Kelly Preston has died after a two-year battle with cancer. She was 57 years old. On Wall Street, Dow futures up about 200 points. I'm Mike Moss.
The Wall Street Journal reports Target told a leading online news publisher last month not to run its ads in stories related to the Black Lives Matter movement. Articles mentioning police brutality victims were off limits, as were those with the word protests. Target and other advertisers compiling such block lists say it's to respect the sensitivity of the issue and avoid the appearance of exploiting tragedies. But news publishers say it punishes media companies for covering important issues since they earn less money from content without ads. Another price cut at Tesla. The electric vehicle maker is lopping $3,000 off the price of its sport utility vehicle Model Y just 4 months after its launch. Stocks staged a broad rally Friday with the Nasdaq setting yet another record high, adding 69 points after Gilead Sciences announced its remdesivir treatment reduced the risk of death for COVID-19 patients based on new data from the company. The Dow ended the day 369 points higher, S&P gained 33, and futures are higher. That's your money now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently.
and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in-
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Some people say bigger is better. When it comes to buying a home, a TV, or an ice cream sundae, wouldn't you rather go big? Insurance companies think that because they're bigger, they can pay injured people less than what they really deserve. But guess what? We're big too. As America's largest personal injury firm, we know that our size matters. If you're going up against a big insurance company, you need a big firm fighting for you. If we win big, you win big.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so you called it correctly. It was very hot over the weekend, and then I guess we got our cool down yesterday. What a line of thunderstorms forming way north. How far north did those things form before they got the whole way here to the coast?
Well, it's not unusual this time of the year to see some of these thunderstorm clusters develop all the way up in the Midwest and then work their way down through Tennessee and into Alabama and Mississippi. And so some of that activity started well to the north and worked its way down. And then the outflow from these big thunderstorms can help create secondary thunderstorms that also become part of the whole mass that heads down toward the Gulf of Mexico. So we're involved in that all night long. Most of the activity now is offshore, except over in Mississippi. We still have quite a few thunderstorms in the coastal counties. So this morning, if you're headed over, say, to New Orleans, you'll run into some heavy thunderstorm activity, at least over the next couple of hours.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's also talk about what we can expect out of this week.
Well, right now, it looks like we're going to have a copy of yesterday in the way of temperatures, about 95 for high this afternoon. That's what we reached yesterday. And by the way, yesterday morning, we dropped down to 68 degrees. We got a little cooling from thunderstorm activity from some distance away, and it dropped us to 68 yesterday morning, and that actually tied a record low for this date. So that's kind of unusual, and to go from 68 a record up to 95 degrees in the afternoon. But today, mostly sunny now, or partly cloudy. It's mostly sunny this morning, and then a few thunderstorms will develop this afternoon. A high of about 95, but the heat index today will be near 110. Now, tonight, some isolated evening thunderstorms are possible. We'll low tonight in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with afternoon thunderstorms and up around 95 degrees. Wednesday, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, a high in the mid-90s. And that's going to be the situation for Thursday with afternoon thunderstorms again in the mid-90s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we should have plenty of sunshine, but we'll see afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures at least into the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, in the tropics, what are you watching?
Well, we got rid of a tropical storm, Faye, and now it's quiet over the western Atlantic, quiet over the Gulf and the Caribbean, and not too bad over the Atlantic. There's some thunderstorm activity now and tropical waves over the eastern portion of the Atlantic. No indication of any organization at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And, of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:37, coming right back. We've got Dalton with sports. Also, we'll run through these sample ballots. Not much to them. I mean, it's runoff ballot here, but we'll just making sure you know. I think y'all probably already know who's going to be on there. But we'll run through it for Mobile and Baldwin counties for Republicans and Democrats coming up.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you hate having to drag your boat, trailer, or RV to the tire store and have to wait several hours for the work to be completed? What if the tire store came to you? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor. We can come to your home or storage facility to install your tires. We have air jacks to gently lift the trailer, then mount and balance your tires on site. We even offer nitrogen inflation. Many of our clients have had horror stories with tires blowing out, so we usually increase the ply rating of the tire to be able to handle more weight. We even replace many 10-ply rated tires for the heavier 14-ply steel sidewall tires that don't have tendency to flex as much. So call us at 251-415-5500 or our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's a Monday, fresh week to work with, right? This is when you, it's when people do things.
Mm-hmm.
You take that first step out there. And whatever that plan is, if it involves getting junk out of your home, I got somebody for you to call. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You could actually go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Big national company, but the local franchisee is a friend of mine. And Trey's doing great work now, 12 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Use them for your business, use them for your house, wherever you got junk and you need it gone and you need it done quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If it's one of those things you're like, I have no way to haul that thing, we don't have a, you know, I have time to do, I don't know where to take that. One of the things I just tell you, human, this is just a little bit about the human condition. Deadlines, which we live on in the broadcast business, are very valuable. They get people to get things done, you know, on time. Mm-hmm. And so if you go online and make that appointment, which you can do, or pick up the phone and make the appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they'll agree with you on a time. It's not a spectrum of time. They'll pick a day. Y'all will arrive at a day and a time. And that's when they're there. It's like Thursday at 4:30 or whatever. They show up there, and that gives you a deadline to get your junk identified. Maybe even the little rascals in the house, get them to identify things that they maybe could live without. You
good
know?
Luck.
Yeah, no joke. Or things in the outside the house, storage units, whatever. It gives you a concrete time, and then you get on with that project. And it's really pretty darn quick when they get out and get to it. So it's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So check them out. All right, sample ballot time. I don't think too many questions here, but we'll run through this. Let's see here. For Republicans for Mobile County, three things on the ballot for tomorrow in runoff. Of course, Jeff Sessions, Tommy Tuberville for the Senate race, the AL1 race, Jerry Carl, Bill Hightower, and for the Court of Criminal Appeals, Judge Place Number 2, Beth Kellum and Will Smith. All right, so that's going to be for you. Also, the same for Baldwin County in the Republican, or in the, Baldwin County Republican primary runoff. So mm-hmm. both Mobile and Baldwin counties are the same on the Republican side. All right, so that's now for Democrats for Baldwin County. You've got James Averhart and County Gardner that are in the runoff for the AL1 Democrat nomination. And also the same thing for Baldwin County Democrats mm-hmm. for that. So, and also for Baldwin County, You have, for member State Board of Education, District Number 5, Fred Bell and Tanya Smith Chestnut.
Yeah, not a lot to vote on if you head to the polls tomorrow.
Don't discourage people, Dalton.
I'm not trying to, but that's probably a good thing as we try to usher people in and out of the polling places. But, hey, we have like double or triple the things to vote on down here as compared to most of the rest of the state.
Yes.
A lot of people only voting on that Senate race. So,
is it immature when you go in there and you vote on something like this and you go, finished? Finished?
I don't think that's immature at all.
Okay, just checking. All right, 743 FM Talk 106.5 coming up in sports.
Well, the Washington Redskins are changing their name. They don't know what they're changing their name to, but they will make that announcement later today. Also, a Mobile baseball legend passed away over the weekend. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
All right, headlines from WKRG on the way next.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh my, I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you. And still protect all your stuff.
Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
At the Willis Law Firm, we've analyzed the coronavirus stimulus package for tax pros and cons, and we're closely following all updates, changes, and guidelines. So if you need us, contact us at willislawpc.com. We're all in this together, so please stay home, stay safe, and stay strong.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers, and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend and over Memorial Day, despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
.746 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a big weekend for the young guys in NASCAR and on the PGA Tour. We start in racing where Cole Custer went from the third row to the lead in a green-white checker finish to win the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway.
Off the final turn, rookie Cole Custer wins Kentucky. Can you believe it?
Incredible.
Custer's the first rookie to win a Cup Series race in nearly 4 years. It came in his 20th series start. For the final restart, Custer was positioned on the outside of the third row when the field took the green flag. The 22-year-old passed Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and Kevin Harvick on the last lap, coming out of turn two to get the lead. Custer also won in Kentucky last July in the Xfinity Series. Truex finished second yesterday, followed by Matt DiBenedetto, Kevin Harvick, and Kurt Busch. This Wednesday, NASCAR moves on to Bristol Motor Speedway for its annual All-Star Race. With between 20 and 30,000 fans expected at the raceway, Bristol's set to host the biggest sports crowd in the country since the pandemic halted all organized athletic events back in March. The Speedway has a capacity of more than 160,000. In golf, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa beat Justin Thomas in an exciting three-hole playoff to win the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village in Ohio yesterday. Thomas began the day with a two-shot lead over Victor Hovland and a three-shot lead over Morikawa. Morikawa forced the playoff by making up those three shots with three to play. He had two pars and a birdie as Justin Thomas bogeyed two of his last three holes. On the first playoff hole, Thomas made a birdie with his longest putt of the season, a 50-footer with 10 feet of break. That put the pressure on Morikawa, who knocked in his make-or-lose putt from 25 feet. Then Thomas just missed his chance to win on the second playoff hole when his putt from 9 feet just burned the right edge of the cup. On the third playoff hole, Morikawa hit a perfect drive, knocked his approach to 10 feet, and two-putted for par as Thomas, who drove his tee shot behind a tree, made bogey. Morikawa and Thomas both finished their final rounds at 19 under par. Hovland finished alone in third, four shots behind the leaders. Up next, the tour stays at Murfield for the Memorial Tournament. All the stars will be out for this week's tourney, including Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, and Tiger Woods. Sports Business Daily reported yesterday that the NFL's Washington Redskins will officially announce later this morning that they'll be changing their nickname, although no new name will be revealed just yet. It had been widely expected that Washington would change its name. ESPN reports that an announcement of a new name will come soon. Last week, Adam Schefter reported that the franchise would not use any Native American imagery. Washington's logo of an American Indian chief had been designed by a Native American back in 1971. Another source told ESPN that the plan as of now is to retain the franchise's use of burgundy and gold colors. Coach Ron Rivera had said that the team wanted to include the military in its new name as well. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves sent an email to season ticket holders yesterday saying that the franchise will not be changing their nickname, but will take a further look at the future of the Tomahawk Chop. The email read, in part, "The Atlanta Braves honors, respects, and values the Native American community. As an organization, we have always drawn strength from our diversity and respect for everyone. That will never change." The NHL's Chicago Blackhawks joined the Braves in saying that they will continue to use their team name because it honors a Native American leader who's been an inspiration to generations. Speaking of the Braves, Mobile baseball legend Frank Bowling passed away in Mobile on Saturday at the age of 88 after a long battle with cancer. The former Major League All-Star spent 12 seasons in the big leagues with the Detroit Tigers and Milwaukee Braves, and one season with the Braves after the franchise moved to Atlanta. Bowling graduated from McGill Institute and then Spring Hill College right here in Mobile before he signed with the Tigers in 1951. He joined the big league team in 1954 and was traded to Milwaukee in 1960. In over 1,500 MLB games, Bowling was a two-time All-Star, and he won the American League's Gold Glove Award. Batted .254 with 106 career home runs. Bowling Brothers Boulevard, the street in Mobile that leads to Hank Aaron Stadium, was named after Frank and his brother Milt Bowling back in 1997. Frank was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 1982 and the Mobile Sports Hall of Fame in 1990. 10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings, we're online at FMTalk1065.com. And check out a stack of stories, as always, over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Which, by the way, the story up over the weekend, Leanna had up about somebody taped. They found a gator, and he found a gator on the causeway with its mouth taped shut.
Yeah.
Okay, so say this. Don't be a dirtbag out there. You either, I mean, if you want to, if season opens, but you had to get a tag, but season opens next month, you know, there's legitimate ways to go hunt an alligator and do that and use the resource, that's fine. Just going and taping a gator's mouth shut and setting it back out to starve or something, that's wrong.
Yeah, it's messed up.
It's bad. It's bad. And people say, oh, it's an alligator. Yeah, but it's still, I mean, you're going to kill something, you know, you have an issue with the gator or something like that, that's a different story. You're supposed to call state and all that, or if you have a tag, you go out during the gator season. But to tape, that's, even though it's a gator, it's still not cool.
Yeah, I hate it. I wonder if they'll be able to, if there's any way to figure out who did that. Probably not, but that's an awful story.
That was on the list. Also, coming up next hour, we'll talk more about tomorrow and Election Day here, but also some of the national numbers out there trending like Texas has Biden up over Trump. Now, let's say this. It was proven to be in 2016, the polls aren't the end-all be-all of everything. Mm-hmm. But it is a conversation starter. Does President Trump have, of course, he needs those Rust Belt states to come back in, you know, to make sure that he wins. But is he going to have any weakness with a base in southern states? We'll talk about that. But, yeah, that's a number I think he had. Biden was up 5 points or something.
Yeah, and you have to wonder. I mean, we went through this in 2016, but you have to wonder about the accuracy of the polls. And so not saying that they're not polling correctly, but in this climate, how many people are willing to say that they'll go out and vote for Donald Trump rather than just go out and vote for Donald Trump? You know, you could, in this day and age, if you're a business owner or, you know, you hold a position that you like, if you like working where you're working, in this day and age, if you say that you're voting for Trump, that could actually have ramifications for you.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, even though polling is usually, anonymous, I wonder if there are people out there that are planning to vote for Trump that have either not told the pollsters and are just keeping it close to the vest until the actual general election.
Might be true. That may be true. That may be the wrinkle in this. Or maybe they've done, you know, on the flip side, maybe those pollsters learned in 2016 they weren't sampling the right places, you know, and adjusted. I don't know. I mean, but if you, you know, one thing to look at is take several polls or more, you know, and get an average of those polls. And maybe that gives you a better idea. But what, you know, people like to do is like, oh, look at this one-off poll and that one-off poll. Look at a kind of a history of those polls and see if you can see trends going one way or another.
And, you know, the campaigning this year will be maybe non-existent. I mean, they'll be campaigning, but as far as campaign rallies, it's going to be a year unlike any we've seen before. And also debates. You know, we've talked a lot about the debates. We mentioned Jeff Sessions kind of answering back to the president on Twitter over the weekend, and Sessions said in that tweet that the president's candidate, Tuberville, who he endorsed, is scared to debate Sessions. I wonder if Biden will debate Trump. Will we see something this these
they
next
said there's
few
two
months?
Yeah, there's two. I think they have two on the books right now that they're going to do on these debates.
I wonder if Biden, because, you know, you talk to Trump supporters, they'll say, well, that's where the president shines.
Sure.
He's up there on the debate stage, and he's expected to, you know, clean up if he goes up against Biden on the debate stage. But will Biden even give him that chance to debate? And what would the backlash be if Biden refused to debate?
Yeah, I don't know. Are people so entrenched it doesn't matter anymore? Which, by the way, on the Tuberville thing, people have asked, you know, why he's not on. I said, offer was made, didn't come on. I'm not alone anymore. We got a group text message from a big group of people in Alabama media that he's not coming on anybody's show last week. So that may be all over till tomorrow. All right, and voting day. We'll be right back. Hour number three starts in just minutes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. You'll notice some changes if you plan on heading to the polls tomorrow for Alabama's runoff election. While a high turnout isn't expected, things could be a little slower for those voting in person. There will be fewer poll workers and lines will be social distance. Elderly people especially need to minimize their exposure so they'll be able to jump to the head of the line. Polls will open at 7 on Tuesday. New analysis of cell phone data in 10 coronavirus hotspots show even more people hit the road over the 4th of July weekend than over Memorial Day, despite warnings from health experts. The analysis comes from a private company the CDC uses to track general movement in the U.S. The company focused mostly on the South, which saw significant increase of visitors. Sunday marked the first services at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic Church since their priest was hospitalized with coronavirus. Father Paul Zogby told a church member from the hospital he seems to be improving, but is still on oxygen. Services Sunday were conducted by Archbishop Thomas Rohde. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130.